We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live at Twin Peaks in Davie for a Man Cave Monday. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You know, we do a college football update in the 4 o'clock hour, and I know it's a couple minutes away from 4 o'clock, but we do a college football update in the 4 o'clock hour. And I thought I would do one as today kicks off, you know, Canes Gators week. This is an interesting one, an interesting theory I had. But this college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. I believe Alejandro Solana back in the studio is an FIU Panther. Is that correct?
Paws up, Papa.
There you go.
Paws up.
Papa. Today's National Potato Day, by the way. So for the college football update, I thought I would give you a how scurred is Channing Crowder report. Let me just take a look at you. Let me lean in. Let me see.
I look good.
Yeah, your eyes show some scurredness. Let me see. Yeah, he's very scared.
Scared level red?
That is your college football report brought to you by FIU Panthers football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Every day this week, I'll give you a Channing Crowder scared report because he's a little scared.
I put that old money where your mouth is, huh?
Well, you know. So, right,
well, so, oh, no, now you're tightened up, huh? Buddy,
who did you just become there? Who was that? Oh, no, no, it's your dad.
That's your dad making guacamole. Oh, there we go, guacamole.
I was thinking about that today because I know you really are high on the Florida Gators and the line. The line is 7, so it's the Florida Gators minus 7. And I keep thinking to myself, come Saturday, can I bet this game? And I don't know if I could pull the trigger on this game because –
why not? Because no. Swag through the roof. Brock Berlin, Michael Irvin, John Michaels. Bring on everybody you want. Don't do it now. Swag through the roof. Let the swag be through the roof.
Well, here's the thing. I'd like to enjoy the game in the purest sense of enjoying the game with no money riding on it, just pride. And that way, when the Hurricanes win, I can really take part in the pride of being a Hurricane. So I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of question marks on both sides. I believe we have less question marks. I believe we have a coach for a year.
Here it is, though. Question marks, like when the first question mark is the quarterback, I don't care what the other question marks are. Like the first question mark for the Hurricanes is the quarterback. When you've got that as your first question mark, it really is a crapshoot. I mean, you – no one has any idea what Jaren Williams is going to be out there on Saturday. I mean, no idea.
And that's why with all of them, with everybody, with Nkosi only playing limited time last year. Tate Martell, last time he played was at, Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas as a high schooler, where he went 35-0 in high school. I don't give a damn. These are grown men now. And Jaren Williams, who got, let's remember, got beat out by Nkosi last year and Malik Rozier, and those two guys weren't that impressive. So, yes, when I see that, that's where my confidence came from. So, no matter what three of those guys won, I was going to be confident with Felipe Franks having Dan Mullen for a year, going into his third year as a full starter, being that dude for that long. Then both of us have questionable offensive lines. I'll admit it, the Gator offensive line is big. I don't know how good those guys are. I just know your line's not that big. There's some guys on there 200 pounds and they haven't hit 300 pounds yet. There's just too many question marks, and it's crazy to say this is – And we don't sound very swaggish right now, Hawk. I know y'all the swag.
I know, I'm giving everybody reasons why.
We're talking about who has the less weaknesses. We're not talking about who's the strong. We're talking about who has the least weaknesses.
You would acknowledge University of Miami is the better head coach. That's a no-brainer.
He's never been a head coach.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, that one we have to both agree on.
You saw what Dan Mullen's done as a head coach where he's went? The Gators are now top 10 with Dan Mullen there. McElwain, Shark, Hump, and Tail had us all into no time.
Manny Diaz had 2 head coaching jobs in 1 season. How many head coaches can pull that off?
I give you that credit.
2 head coaching jobs in 1 season.
He had a wife and a mistress.
No, but I'm being honest with you. When you have a question mark at quarterback, you don't know what's going to happen, right? I mean, he could come out and be Trevor Lawrence. He could come out and be Tua Tagovailoa. Or he could come out and be
Malik Rozier.
Well, I see now, Malik, I was never on that anti-Malik thing like everyone else was, because I thought, to me, you know, this kind of goes back to the Tannehill-Sanchez argument that we had, which I'm not going to have again. But me, bottom line is always going to be wins and losses. And Malik had a bunch of wins. Like, win the game. When it's all said and done, I don't care what happens. Like, I would give you more of a I don't know who turned out to really like
Harris,
Stephen Morris, maybe
Stephen
or
Morris,
yeah.
That way. Well, yeah, you're right. You know, Malik did have success, and we would say to the not because of him, they were covering up for Malik, and you can have that argument.
Which is the argument we had with Mark Sanchez,
but
and the Jets.
At one point, Malik Rozier had the Canes at number 2 in the nation. Isn't that correct?
Yep.
In that year.
Yep.
So now you, like you're saying, if Jaron ever gets them to number 2 in the nation under his watch, you have to say this guy's a pretty good quarterback.
Yes.
But is he going to go out there and put up 40, 50 points?
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't know. Like, I saw a season of N'Kosi Perry last season, and I wouldn't have put him in my Heisman watch if he was named the starter this year. Like, I don't – you know what I mean? Like, I kind of have a feeling of who he is. Now, can he get better? Sure. And should Dan Enos make anybody better? Yeah. Based on what Alabama's looked like? Yeah, I would think so. But Jaron Williams, like, because he's such a wild card, I do have this thought that, yeah, maybe he does come out there and just ball out.
And the thing is, he's going to make mistakes, but it's how much good he can do. As a young guy, I would almost guarantee, doesn't make sense. I'm going to guarantee he throws 1 interception on Saturday. Just trying to force something, trying to get down there, young mistake.
I mean, it would make sense unless they really dumb down the offense and it's a lot of running and a lot of short passes and they don't ever really put him in a spot. Now, the offensive line is suspect. So, like, I mean, he could be under pressure from the get-go. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah. So if they both – and I, you know what, I would actually be upset about this. Even if the Gators won, I would be upset about this. If Dan Mullen plays it close to the vest – and Manny Diaz having a young quarterback, he plays it close to the vest. And we're sitting at 9-3. And then we're sitting at 19-13, then 19-16, then 19-19. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where they're just both trying not to lose it. Let's get that last field goal. Whoever gets that last possession. I don't think these two teams, I don't think where the Gators are nationally and where the Canes want to be nationally, you should play football that way. Why y'all love the Canes, I know it. Y'all love the Canes because Ken Dorsey and Brock's games and coming out there.
Vinny Testaverde.
Just whooping
Bernie
people.
Hosar.
Just
Jim
whooping
Kelly.
People. I fell in love with the Gators because of Danny Warfel, because of Rex Grossman, the fun and gun offensive Spurrier, going out there and scoring points. Now Dan Mullen's reinvigorating that score. Let's score. Let's score and score some more. That stuff. That's what I want to see. If both these teams come out and play not to lose, I'm going to be upset. And I put it on the Gators to set the bar higher.
The Hurricanes would have more excuse to come out and play not to lose. Although, if you're Manny Diaz and you spent the offseason with the new Miami and pulling up on the boat, you better not come out playing not to lose.
So, to that point, Hawk, both of those guys have a – you know what it is? They have a culture they want to set with the team.
Yes.
And this is a great time to set the culture of what the Canes, the new Miami Canes, and what the Dan Mullen regime of Gators are going to look like. I think both of these teams, they can't come out here with that soft crap. They got to come out here trying to whoop people, not trying to win it late with a late field goal. I don't want to see that game Saturday.
Let's get to headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Guys, the Dolphins were on the practice field today. Rashad Jones made his return to practice, but Devontae Parker, TJ McDonald, Albert Wilson, Mark Walton, and Kenyon Drake, among those who did not practice today. and there were reports that Isaiah Ford was carted off practice.
Yeah, that would be bad if that happened. He looked he's looked decent. I mean, he's one of those receivers that that you wouldn't be too surprised if he made the team.
And with all these old guys hurt, with Jakeem Grant and Wilson being hurt, like these young, some of these young guys are going to have to
Devontae Parker always hurt.
Oh, Devontae, I forget about him. Who doesn't?
Mexico leads Venezuela in the bottom of the second, 6-2 in the Little League World Series.
Okay.
Clemson is ranked number one in the college football's AP poll.
Why are you laughing?
Clemson.
Did you want more of a reaction from the in-game Little League score?
Well, I mean, if Tim Kirchin's out there, you know, figured you guys would care.
But what would you want me to say? Like, oh, there's a shocker. I have no idea who's in the Little League World Series.
I hate the Little League World Series. And then I saw a little kid sit down in the batter's box to get the strike zone smaller.
You know an MLB player did that this weekend?
Yes, there's no way I'm watching that game.
Was it Yasiel Puig?
Yeah, it's Yasiel.
Yasiel Puig did that move because the kid did it in Little League, but Yasiel Puig did that in a major league game this weekend.
Yasiel Puig is crazy, and that's why I can't listen to you, Solana. When I see that happen, I can't support that sport.
Love me some Yasiel.
Bears, I actually like Yasiel Puig.
The Bears and Browns are attracting the most Super Bowl bets, according to ESPN, in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw that. I'll talk about that later in the show. It really is interesting what's going on betting wise.
The
Bears are getting the most action for. Now, remember, if you're going to bet a Super Bowl champion, generally it's because you have an affinity towards the team. There's a lot of Chicago Bears fans. Generally, you're getting some decent odds, right? You think that they're just on the cusp of turning the corner and whatnot. But I'll talk about that later in the program.
And finally, today, 1978, history was made when 87-pound pitcher Kent Tekulve threw an 88-mile-per-hour fastball, becoming the first major league pitcher to throw his own weight.
Kent Tekulve weighed 88 pounds?
87 pounds, to be exact.
No, that's incorrect. What are you talking about?
Saw it on Twitter, Hawk.
Solana, think about what you're saying. Kent Tekulve, who I remember, a major league pitcher, you're saying weighed 87 pounds?
I saw it on Twitter.
I mean, that's just patently ridiculous.
He saw it on Twitter.
I mean, do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
I agree. He threw his own weight. Incredible.
I can't see a grown-ass man being 89.
No, he's not. He's not.
My son is 7 and weighs 71.
My son is small. He's 100 pounds. Like,
DJ's 100 pounds?
I think so.
There's no way that Tekulve is 89 pounds.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'll check on it.
Look up his stats. I just saw it. 180 pounds.
I saw it on Twitter.
It doesn't even make any sense what you're saying there. What are you saying?
I don't know. I saw it on Twitter.
But what did you see on Twitter? I'd like you to show me what you saw
Twitter. He broke a record on this day, being the only pitcher to ever throw his own weight.
So you believe there was a major league player in the MLB that weighed under 90 pounds?
It was in the late 70s, man.
Under 90 pounds.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the tweet right now. It's a goof on how skinny he looks in the picture. It says he threw an 88-mile-an-hour fastball, becoming the first player to ever throw higher than what his weight is. But it's a goof because the picture taken makes him look like he's super skinny. God, you are dumb.
But he couldn't be 87
pounds. Of course not. Of course not.
Children are 80 pounds.
87 pounds. I mean, you realize what you're quoting there. Golly.
I'll check on it.
There's nothing to check on.
Okay.
I saw it on Twitter.
Can anyone find out if Falero is busy for like the next 2 or 3 years?
You want me to check on it or you want me to get to weather?
I'll just go back and reference Twitter.
Give us weather.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Today's forecast in Miami is partly cloudy. Tonight's low will drop to 78 degrees. There's a 50% chance of rain. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino for more information.
Why'd you give such a serious weather report? Usually you have the UV index and whatnot.
Because I didn't realize I got duped, so I feel like I just botched this entire headline.
That wasn't a bit on your part. I'm being 100% honest. Let's bring the curtain back. Solana likes to do things that he knows become annoying on the – very much like when I was a producer. I knew what would rankle people, and I would do it. I want 100% honesty. Was that a bit?
It was not. I genuinely thought this guy weighed 8. You saw the picture. He looks like a stick.
But Solana.
Solana, how much do you weigh?
In the late 70s, man. I don't know.
Solana.
Late 70s.
Solana, you didn't think to yourself, what are the odds that there's a pitcher in Major League Baseball in any era that weighs 87 pounds? Like, do you know how small you'd have to be to weigh 87 pounds?
He's a big guy, but real skinny, Hawk.
I cannot believe it didn't make any sense. I cannot believe that wasn't a bit. I thought that was a bit the whole time. I was like playing outraged. I didn't realize I was making you feel bad. I thought I was playing the bit the way that you wanted to play the bit. Now I'm shocked. I cannot believe that you thought that was an actual stat.
Should I bring Dan Day in from the bullpen?
Do you know that your entire family, if they're grown-ups, they weigh over 100? Like, your mom's over 100 pounds.
So I mean, if you would have given that 1 minute of thought. But think about a professional athlete.
87 pounds. 87 pounds.
87 pounds. All right. Did you do weather yet? Yeah, you did a very serious weather report. You can be okay?
You want the UV index rate?
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah, it's at 28.
87?
I'm still going to double check that.
I hope you do. I really hope you do.
Hey, man, you use your common sense.
Football is finally back, and it's all about the U and Deal. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off US 1, right near the U. Hopefully, if you did a little car shopping this weekend, you stop by Deal Volvo. Score great deals on Volvo models and tailgate and luxury with the new Volvo. Check out the 2019 XC60, Edmunds' best family small luxury SUV, or the 2019 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century, or the 2020 XC40, the IIHS top safety pick in 2019. All are ready for immediate delivery and discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Deal Volvo, they've got the same owners, same location, same low prices, great selection, great service department, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. And most of all, the best prices. I know how important that is. And it's the summer of safety, still a little bit of summer left. Keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They're at US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. You can call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. I feel like Solana may have been indulging in some of that 29-degree beer during the last segment somehow with that stat that he dropped on us. More next from Twin Peaks on Hockman and Crowder. Somebody came in with a T-shirt, Gator Stomp on it. Looks like he's got a turnover chain on. That's what I'm talking about.
Solo D, man.
This is what I'm talking about.
Solo D came over here to talk some trash. It's okay. Listen.
I love this week.
He going to quiet down, too, after Saturday.
I love this week. He never quiets down, first of all. You know that.
I'm going to get him to make a Gator song.
Dude was putting out tracks when they were in the three and four game losing streak.
He had a song for all the Dolphin games last year.
Yep.
And they were struggling. Like, yep. Yeah, now Solo
he doesn't. He doesn't,
no,
he doesn't slow his roll at all. I love
like
this week,
Canes
though.
Fans.
I love this week.
It's good.
Oh, I want to be the happy guy on Monday.
This should really be. And I know I defend the Gators for scheduling those cupcakes, scheduling the Arkansas States and the Savannah States and Western Michigans and all. Gators, Seminoles, Gators, Canes, Canes, Seminoles. We should get back to that.
100%.
Like, there's no reason why that shouldn't happen.
100%. And throw UCF in there. Just two and ones, not one and one.
I was going to say, we're not going up there. Like, to be honest, what UCF Stadium can't hold 90 or 80,000. Like, it's a smaller stadium.
I'm just saying, give me all the Florida schools, papa.
But then you got to throw in USF, then you got to throw in FIU and FAU, and it'd be the whole schedule. I would love to see it, but it'd be a whole damn schedule.
That'd be funny. 1 year, just all Florida schools.
Everybody plays each other.
Everyone plays each other. All, and it's for the real championship of the state of Florida.
To be fun, you know, recently it hadn't been like this. But to be funny, if you do that, the winner is going to be in the Final Four.
I would think so.
It should be.
I would think so.
Back in the 80s and 90s, it would be. Nowadays,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s and 90s, you could actually have done that. You could do a whole schedule of just Miami, Florida, and Florida State just playing each other over and over and over. It's all the country wanted to see at that time.
But now, no. There's some teams are picking it up, too. The Big Ten, too. Big Ten and Big 12 are the ones surprising me. ACC, y'all always are top heavy. I'll be honest, SEC, we're getting a little more parity now, but we were top heavy for the last couple of years with Alabama and LSU and those Georgia was one of those guys up there. Florida's now picking it up. Mississippi State picking it up. You know, Texas A&M with my man Jimbo's picking it up. But, yeah, I love – and we signed – and it's like 18 years down the road. What is it, 2023, 2024?
I think it's 2024, 2025 or
so. We've done that, but it doesn't make sense. Florida and Florida State play every year. Last game of the season, we know it. It goes Doak Campbell, Ben Hill Griffin. Doak Campbell, Ben Hill Griffin. And Miami and Florida State play because of ACC.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you just do Miami, Florida every year and just keep it going and keep it rolling?
I would love to see it. Florida's the one that stopped playing Miami. I mean, yeah. You would acknowledge that, correct?
And I'll be honest why we stopped doing it. There's no reason to, because if we win the SEC, we go to the national championship mm-hmm. game. So that's why in the ACC, well, to be honest, y'all were in the Big East. And that really wasn't
but,
a draw
but
to
Florida
play
State,
y'all then.
Florida State played Miami every year. They didn't have to. It wasn't the ACC back
but then.
But
then they were in the ACC, so then –
No, but I'm
they
saying
were, they
but
were playing
then,
a cupcake schedule, and then they could pull in another cupcake Big East Hall. And let's be honest now. I know we got swag this week.
I'm
but
sorry. Wait a second. I
bro,
just want to make sure I
Big
have this
East
straight.
The Big East and the ACC?
I just want to make sure I have this straight. You're saying that Florida – no, I just want to hear you say this.
Florida
backed out of playing Miami on a yearly basis because they got tired of being beaten.
No. All it would do was derail the national championship run.
Oh, so they were scared.
If y'all beat us, it makes you look great. If we beat y'all, we're just beating another team no. after. No, no, listen. Because we just played a top 10 team the week before, and we're going to play a top 10 team the week after. If y'all beat us, now that game was so relevant to y'all that it boosts you up. Y'all were doing nothing but dragging us down. Let's be honest, Hawk. Now, when you were in the Big
what?
East.
Wait.
Hawk, when you were in the Big East, you were playing nobody's week in and week out.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure I have this straight. You were tired, Florida, and Steve Spurrier.
There was no reason for us to play y'all.
Because y'all didn't want, as you just said, your national championship hopes derailed.
Yes.
So you were scared that we were going to derail your hopes.
Okay. So why does every school schedule non-conference off games? Why don't they schedule all top teams?
I'm with you, but I'm talking about an in-state rival.
Why do y'all play Bethune-Cookman?
I'm talking about
why do y'all play Bethune-Cookman?
I'm talking about in-state rivals, and Bethune-Cookman is one of them. And so is FIU. They play. That's right.
Rival.
Oh, listen, if you want to poo-poo the HBCUs, you knock yourself out.
Don't throw me in that corner. Don't throw me in that corner. I got to fight for this. My wife went to Howard. I got to fight for this.
We ended up on wrong sides of the argument.
I was just going to say, let me have your side. HBCU?
And you know?
You know? You should have pledged.
Hey, do we –
Did you ever think about pledging?
You ever see me step? I can do a step show.
Bro.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Jack.
What, you watch You Got Served? Yeah, you know what a step
I do that. I churn butter. Look at that.
And butter churn.
Did you see this? I'm churning butter. Get Solo D back here.
Hawkman, Mark Hawkman.
Get the
M-H-M.
I'm the Tri-Lambs. Lambda.
You ever thought about pledging?
No.
Why not?
At an HBCU?
No, at the white pledge. They have like Zeta.
Yeah, the Sammies and the ZBTs and whatnot.
I used to go party with the white fraternities in Florida.
Yeah.
Actually got in a couple big fights with actually helping them and against them at Florida.
I believe Ron Zook fought an entire fraternity.
That was one
he?
Of the ones I was on the other side of the fence. Where I have to fight the fraternity, but they jumped one of our linemen. So then Ron Zook told us we have to go defend our team and go back over there.
So Ron Zook suggested the team go fight a fraternity.
Yeah.
How did – but in all honesty, like, what did he say? Because that doesn't seem coach-like.
It was a Sunday night, probably. It was a Saturday or Sunday. I want to say Sunday night because Saturday night would have been a little wild. This was during football season. So it was a Sunday night. We're out partying. Me, Earl Everett, Freaky Earl, and Big Joe Cohen, big D-tackle out of Melbourne. We all just got back from the club. When you get back from the club, you sit outside the dorms and wait for the girls to come back because they might be partied and feel good, and now they want to, you know, hey, oh, let's go watch a movie. So you just kind of sit outside the dorm. So we see a dude. His name was Steve Rissler. he's walking down frat row. All the clubs were like a half a mile away from the dorm. So people, instead of getting a DUI, everybody walked back from the clubs. So we're already there. We got dropped off. We're waiting. And Steve Rister comes stumbling down the street. And all the fraternities were on one the same row that you had to walk back from
the club. Fraternity row.
Fraternity row. So he's walking back. And we think he has a pink shirt on with a red front. When you're seeing him, you know, from 100 yards away, 50 yards away, it looks like he's had a pink shirt on with a red front, and he's stumbling, but you think he's stumbling drunk. Once he gets about 30, 40 yards, he's bleeding, and that's not a red shirt. That's blood all the way down the front of his pink polo. They were doing the rush. It's when all the frat guys get out, all the white, they get in that big group, and they jump up and down and say, it's like 2 in the morning. He walked past and cussed him out. Hey, y'all, shut the hell up, blah, 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 blah. They wore his ass out. He had like 50-something stitches in his face. Like his lip was hanging off. He had a big, we could see his skull out of, like, they wore his ass out, Hawk. So they do that. So we go to practice on Monday. We're sitting stretching. Charlie Strong there. Everybody's there. His wrister's not
so this wasn't the same night.
No. This the next day. Like, he gets his
I thought this was heat of the moment.
Well, I finished tonight. He gets his ass whooped. Now he comes back. He tells what happened. So me, Earl Everett, and Joe Cohen walk down to the frat house.
Because you're on the safety committee.
Yeah. We're going to go and regulate everything going on. So we say, hey, if y'all want to fight, we'll fight you. You know, y'all want to jump Steve Rister. He was like a freshman lineman from St. Petersburg, Florida. He wasn't built to get no ass whooping. So me, Joe Cohen, and Earl, who are country boys, like, hey, if y'all want to fight, it's about 50 of them. We'll fight y'all. Like, come on, let's fight. And now they start talking trash. You know how frat boys mm-hmm. do. They're tough until they're not tough. They start running inside. They start yelling stuff. Get the hell out of our yard and running behind the house. They're doing all that. I was gonna say a nasty word. All that soft stuff. So then Joe picks up one of their scooters. He starts throwing their scooters around and just throwing their scooters in the trees and across the street and stuff. It was a whole ordeal. I'm not gonna say what I did because I don't want to get – I was on papers before. We all did some
– Happy to share what everybody else did.
We all did some disrespectful stuff to try to get them to fight us. They wouldn't fight us. So then the next day at practice, the story gets out. Everybody knows the story now. Ron Zook was stretching. Ron Zook says – and he, like, stutters, and he's real jittery. The hell with it. Take your pads off. We're going to the frat house. What? Everybody take your pants. And now Charlie Strong and who? It was Larry Fedora. Remember Larry Fedora, the North Carolina head coach?
Larry Fedora and Charlie Strong were in on this?
No.
Or they were trying to stop Ron Zook from doing this?
They run over. Red Anderson, who's a big recruiter down here. Everybody knows Red. They run over like, Coach Zook, no, it's Ron. They kind of pull Ron. But if there was no assistant coaches on the field, Ron would have told the entire team, take their shoulder pads and helmet off, and we were going to walk to the frat house and tell them, if y'all want to fight, we'll fight you right now. Let's make it an even fight. But they talked him out of it. But what that did was that made the players say our head coach wants revenge.
It was kind of like implicit acknowledgement that this is okay.
Yes. So now there were some other guys, Big Mo, Big John. It was all offensive linemen. And they said, you know what? Ron wants to go down. We got to go teach this frat a lesson. So they went walking around the frat house after practice with pillowcases, just walking in and slapping dudes and grabbing their phones, grabbing their PlayStations, their laptops, and just throwing it in their sleeping. They were bold-faced robbing these guys.
I was going to say, it sounds like a robbery.
Yeah, but they weren't sneaking around. They were just telling them, give me your laptop.
Well, that doesn't make it any less of a robbery.
And then the frat boy, okay. Like, they didn't even fight back. These dudes are 6'7", 6'6". So they do that because Ron Zook encouraged us to fight.
What world am I in here?
This is true because I saw this. I was already kicked off campus, so I didn't see any of this because I wasn't allowed to be on campus if I wasn't at school or at football anyway. They didn't want me on after I released raccoons and possums in the common area.
I understood.
I didn't understand it. A lot of people laughed, other than the lady that got bit. Well, we'll get to that story another time. So I'm off campus. We're kicked off campus. That night, I'm at my room, and one of the helpers of the football program called me and like, hey, you got to get to the frat house. I'm like, what frat house? Ron Zook's on the way to the frat house. You got to get over there. I'm like, what frat house? You know what frat house, the frat house that we've been talking about all day. What's going on? All the guys are there. I'm like, man, all the guys are there. I'm a team captain and all. Like, I'm an All-American and all that crap at this time. So I am the captain of defense. I get on my little scooter. I ride. It's a fence, but one of my course
fences. That's the funniest visualization out of all this, by the way. It's like you don't hop on a motorcycle and you know, Tom Cruise Mission Impossible over there. You're on a little Vespa.
This moped, I might have had to stop and get some gas.
Dude, right.
It only held 2 gallons. I can't make it way over.
He put his helmet on. I'm going to get over there in a second. I'm gonna put my helmet on here.
If they still fighting in 40 minutes, they ass is grass. So I putt over there. And the team is in the parking lot, and all the frat boys are in their yard. And it's one of those little cheap picket fences between them. Nobody's doing it. Everybody's just yelling and cussing over this fence, screaming and cussing over this fence. So I tell him, I run, get out. I'm like, Coach, hey, guys, Ron Zook's on the way. He's coming right now. And a lot of y'all should not be here. A lot of y'all are going to get in trouble if you're here. And Ron Zook, I'm thinking Ron Zook's coming to snap on us.
Right. What are you guys doing here?
Get the hell out of here. Ron Zook had an electric blue Dodge Durango. He came, and the speed limit on campus is 15 miles per hour. When I heard a car fishtailing down Frat Row, I was like, I look back and you hear Ron's going 65 down to 15 trying to get to this frat house. I said, oh. So when he jumps out the car, I walk up to him as the captain I am.
Hawkeye. I got him,
and I'm
coach.
Like, coach, I'm going to get him going. You know what I'm saying? Like, coach, you're head coach. Like, you don't need to be here. He pushed me out the way. He mushed me in my chest. Get the hell out of my way. He walks up, and that's when he walks to the guy, and he says, if y'all want to fight somebody, fight me. More cuss words, but basically he was saying, if y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. If y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. And he's getting closer and closer to the fence. When he gets to the fence, he said, if y'all want to jump somebody, jump me. I was okay with it until he pushed the little boy. When I saw him push that little boy, I got kicked off campus. I was in some legal trouble. I knew that. I was like, coach, you can't push
this
that little
good.
Kid. That's when, because I was on papers. That's when I got on my scooter and hit it.
Right.
I was done with that.
You
that's assault.
You took your stuff, you put it in your little basket.
That's assault, brother.
Hey, look, Channing. Channing's started. Getting out of here. 15 minutes, you were almost out of the frat row.
I had to crank that thing up, and I got the hell on. But that's what I knew. But yeah, Ron Zook was a nut, and that was the reason. Honestly, that was the reason he got fired. That was the main reason. Because we just lost to Mississippi State. Sylvester Croom was the first black SEC head coach, so they already had a feeling about us getting asked about Mississippi State in Mississippi State. And then he ended up pushing that little boy. That was the end of Ron's Florida career.
What a great story, man. A great story.
It's crazy. Actually, my buddy that's here right now, he was on that team.
Really?
Yeah, Jarvis was there.
That was that's a rivalry week story right there.
Yep.
That's excellent. Let me talk about Camp USA Motorhomes for a second here because we'll continue from Twin Peaks momentarily. Now, I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, Channing started with a small little Vespa and has worked his way up to a big old RV. You know,
leave my Vespa alone.
That visualization
I'll
is
tell you
great.
What?
They're all going to the frat house? I'll be there. Give me about 40, 50, maybe just a little over now. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV. It all starts with going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home and really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. Now, fall is going to be here before you know it. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but now's the time to start planning a trip to see the leaves changing colors in Tennessee or northern Florida. By the way, you can wrap that into a road trip around a college or pro football game. That would be fun. That RV, it just gives you so much flexibility. This season, you should make it a point to take the family on a road trip to see your favorite team play somewhere, you know, fun. In fact, Camp USA, they'll give you a 10% discount for a 3-day or more rental during the month of October. Just start planning it right now, and you'll be good to go. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've been in business over 15 years. They're located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. You can call 954-520-0075, or you can go to their website, campusarv.com. If you currently own an RV, you're looking for parts and service, they've got you covered. If you're interested in renting out your RV, you can call them, get more info on their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, Pompano Beach. Call 954-520-0075 or check out their website, which is campusarv.com. We're going to take a quick break here from Twin Peaks and come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You. chain, turn over 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 chain. You seen big homie get the fumble, he get a turn over chain. Seen big homie get the pick up, he get a turn over chain.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Solo D, the honorable Solo D, who is singing Turnover Chain right there. Crank it up for Sex Salon. I
wanna, let him hear.
Yeah, I want to get into the mood here with Turnover Chain.
I heard we need a reinforcement. I heard you surrounded up here.
That's what happens. I go to work every day. I'm next to a braggadocious Florida Gator.
As he should be. He put in work for him.
I fool with you, Solo D, but not this week, though. Man, we got to take a week off.
I got a lot of people hating me this week. You know what I mean? A lot of Dolphins fans, they hating me this week because a lot of Dolphins fans, Gator fans, I told them, listen, we're going to war on Saturday. We'll be family again on Sunday, all right? But right now, it's all about that you. And we about to stump the Gators.
I love it, man. Solo D came in, and he was talking that Canes smack, and Crowder's just got it. Like, I need that reinforcement sometimes.
Yeah. He already lined me up. He had on a shirt that looks very similar to a Gator shop. And I gave him the fist when he had it. Then I look better, and it says Gator Stomp, and it's somebody with a big foot on our head. So, I'm all turned up now, man. I don't know what to do.
I had to do it, man. Listen, we don't get this rivalry enough, man. It's been 5 years, so.
Too long.
Look, we starting the college season off with it, man. It's prime time, all eyes on us. So, you know, I had to represent for the home team on it, man.
I love it. Man, you cannot walk around the parking lot at Hard Rock Stadium, and I'm sure up in Orlando, when it's a Canes tailgate, Solo D Turnover Chain is playing nonstop. And then they might debut an offensive chain this season. So
yeah, I heard that.
Are you starting to work on lyrics?
Man,
or you gotta
this
see?
This is what I do, Miami Sports Music. If it's an event, then we on it, you know?
Well, so give everybody, because we're going to play a new track. Yeah. So what's the new track that you made for this week?
Gator Stomp.
Gator right, Stomp.
That's the movement. You know what I mean?
Man, what is that?
It's. I want to say, with all due respect, but it's honestly not. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm here to trash talk. That's what I do for
a living.
There's
no respect necessary, like, Solo D.
Nah, let me say this in respect, though.
No, but there's nothing left. He was riding a Vespa in the last segment.
Y'all know I'm here. My whole position is just to represent for the home teams, man, and trash talk whoever's in front of us, especially a well-known rival, you know what I mean? We don't get this enough, so I had to, you know, this game had to get its own song. So Gator Stomp, obviously that's taking away the chump, you know what I mean, replacing it with the stump and throwing the U up on top of it, man. So the new anthem's out. Shout out to Ed Reed. I got him in the video with me. It's already starting to circulate.
Where can people get it, by the way, if they want to?
Miami Sports Music, everything. Miami Sports Music.
Miami Sports app, Music, Instagram, Twitter.
Actually, I use Solo D305 Twitter more. But, Miami Sports Music, everything. It's on, and it's streaming on all platforms, everything. But check the video out. Y'all going to love that one.
People that follow you, I check out your stuff, Brian. You put out Dolphin stuff, too, weekly. Yeah, you'll have something with different players, different names, and the weekly stuff.
Your first year I said something about you, was I was listening to it the other day. It was the Steelers game. I said something about Channing going to crowd all over Mendenhall, something like that.
That's the thing. When do you, like, on a game Sunday, if you play the Steelers this Sunday and then they play San Diego next Sunday, when do you make that song? Like, when do
in between,
you?
I have to see the game because otherwise there's no content. So a lot of people think I do it early and I don't.
Yeah.
I have to because I have to see if we win or lose. I got to see what we did wrong. The attitude, like, I really try to capture exactly what the fans are feeling and put it in the music because I am a fan, so it's not hard. So I have to get the raw
song, the song week two. Is made after game one.
Yeah.
Every single
anytime,
week.
I try to have them out by Tuesday. So anytime between whatever time the game ended on Sunday and putting it out Tuesday is done. So if we won, I'm probably excited. I might do it that night if I ain't lose my voice. But if we lost, I might have to try to gather some kind of
inspiration. We're feeling good about Saturday,
right? Yeah, Canes. Yeah, Canes. Yeah. I just started doing the weekly Canes last year. But I've been doing the weekly Dolphins for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, it'll be fun to start this one off.
No, I followed him, and I was impressed because he just keeps putting out songs and songs with names and references, you know, current references. He's like, damn, he do this 2-3 weeks ago and just release it?
Turnover Chain went bananas. Like, that went national bananas, right? I mean, they still play it when they're doing, you know, coming back from.
They finally started respecting me in the stadium. They play it now whenever they get a turnover. So that's good. And that's, yeah, they didn't do that the first year. They only played it a few times. But now it's official staple. Every time the turnover chain comes out, the song's playing. So
you going to make a chain for the offensive chain?
Cause I mean, yeah, if they get it, of course.
But aren't,
man,
you
kinda
aren't you kind of undercutting yourself because turnover chain so big? Like, what if that second one can't come
up? You know what this
it?
Is? This is like the passive-aggressive thing. He's trying.
I'm not being passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Solo D and I will talk about the offensive chain here for
a
second.
Right.
We're pretty damn excited about that, are
I'm
we
excited
not?
Excited about everything in New Miami.
Yeah,
right
there's
now,
nothing about undercutting anything. I don't know what he's talking about.
You going to make two chain songs?
Two chains. You never heard of two chains?
Two chains? That'll be the song right there. Two chains. Hey, we just came up with it. There we go.
Can I get a co-writing credit on that? I'll take a co-writing
credit. I got you. We'll give you a point.
You as ghostwriter?
Yeah, I'll take that.
You might have to put him down as a ghostwriter. Like, he might have to get some kind of points into it if I really use it. That's actually a good idea.
All right. In the next segment, we're going to debut Solo D's song for Canes Gators Week.
Yeah.
And again, Miami Sports Music is the place to get it.
Everywhere.
Anywhere it's you download app. Your music. Yep. And Instagram, Miami Sports Music. Twitter, Miami Sports Music. Yep. And
Solo D305.
Solo D305. So there you go. I'm excited in the next segment.
You over here smiling.
And don't talk over it.
I'm not. I'm not
doing rebuttals. I'm not doing fair and balanced. I don't need, we're just playing Solo D's music and we're getting in the mood for some Canes Gators action. Good luck with the new song. And hopefully we'll talk to you throughout the season because hopefully there's a lot of turnovers. See, it was boom or bust, right?
Right.
2 years ago it was
exactly.
Boom.
Yeah, that first game against LSU, that was
a bad look. I felt for you too.
Yeah,
the Solo
was
D was at
I had
our
to
event.
Perform at halftime.
Dude,
we
came
were already
out.
Down. Like
it was rough, man.
Yeah.
And but you went out there,
we
you did your
it.
Thing.
Nah, because I rep. It's all good. We got to rep good or bad, so you know. We had to go for it.
We're gonna debut the song. I'm so damn excited, Crowder. Tried that little passive aggressive. Isn't the second chain going to maybe usurp the something? It is not.
Yeah.
Just
y'all live off whatever y'all can.
Just sit there, take your gator stomping on Saturday night, and let Solo D do what he does.
Y'all know this game has to be played sooner or later, right?
It's played this Saturday.
Okay, y'all understand
that, right?
Okay, we right, too.
Look, I put myself out there. Everybody else can hide and take their jersey off. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
taking the song down. You know what I mean? So – I'm ready. I'm on front line with him, man.
Speak that stuff, Solo D.
Yeah, man. We good.
Speak that stuff. Y'all
Crowder be riding out of here on his Vespa.
Hey, man, I had me a scooter in college. You go to hell.
Hurricane season is here, and it's a perfect reminder for you to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. Now, not only does our house look better than it has in years, but our homeowner's insurance is going down because we've got the Impact Windows and Doors now. So BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well, and then, boom, we were on our way. And the great thing about BNT, they handle everything. They got our Homeowners Association approval. They got the city permits. The communication from BNT while we were waiting for the installation was great. The actual installation was flawless. And then when the city comes out to inspect, BNT is right there with you in case the inspectors have any questions. I just can't tell you how absolutely thrilled we are that we use BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home. Start your week out the right way. Call them. Set up a consultation. Have them come out to your house. Give you an estimate. The number, BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. We debut Solo D's latest track when we come back on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.